Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi terms so-called local elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as complete farce. Fresh shipping attack in Strait of Hormuz deepens uncertainty over peace talks between US and Iran to end war. Ukraine and Russia conflict sees fresh wave of aerial attacks, 5 killed on both sides. European Union interior ministers hold emergency meeting after thousands of migrants enter Spain's Ceuta from Morocco. And in badminton, Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garaga and Pruthi Krishnamurthy Roy advances to men's doubles second round at Korea Masters Tournament in Asan. India has termed the so-called local elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as complete farce, saying such hollow exercises cannot hide reality. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal pointed out that the real happening is that of public protests and wanton killings by Pakistani forces. He added that Pakistan must be held accountable and the world should see Pakistan's hypocritical lecturing on human rights.
This so-called local election in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is a complete farce. The real happening is that of public protests and wanton killings by Pakistani forces. Such hollow exercises cannot hide reality. Since June this year, at least 90 civilians have lost their lives in the continuing crackdown. Many more have been injured. As you have seen, the Pakistani establishment has answered public discontent with bullets, blackouts, intimidation and repression, and now seeks to manufacture legitimacy.
Replying to a query on invitation for BRICS summit to be held in Delhi in September, Mr. Jaiswal said a formal invitation for a bilateral visit to India was extended to Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rehman upon his assumption of office in February this year.
The invitation that has been extended to the Bangladesh Prime Minister, let me put things before you. You would be aware that a formal invitation to Bangladesh Prime Minister to visit India was extended when he assumed office in February 2026. As far as the BRICS summit is concerned, India has separately extended an invitation to him in his capacity as the current chair of BIMSTEC to attend the outreach session of the 18th BRICS summit, which will be held in New Delhi.
In Pakistan, at least 3 members of a nomadic family were killed and 5 injured today after a mortar shell landed on their tent in northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The incident occurred in the Ahmedwam area of Sararoguha Tehsil, South Waziristan district. The mortar shell struck one of the tents, triggering a powerful explosion that caused multiple casualties. Authorities have initiated an investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding the mortar shell strike and its origin. Qatar's foreign ministry says diplomatic efforts are intensifying to find a solution to the ongoing US-Iran conflict, with regional mediators working closely to facilitate negotiations and exchange proposals between the two sides. It said Qatar is actively supporting Oman's mediation efforts and remains optimistic that an agreement could be reached within the coming hours or days, while confirming that no direct talks are taking place between Washington and Tehran. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today expressed optimism that progress could come quickly, saying Washington could secure a deal with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz as early as today or tomorrow. Tensions in the region remain high as British Maritime Monitoring Agency reported that a cargo ship was struck by an unknown projectile overnight while sailing through the Strait of Hormuz, leaving one crew member missing. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre said the incident occurred when the vessel was about 23 miles northeast of Al Qassab, Oman. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed that they struck the Nayran airport in Saudi Arabia amid ongoing war between the United States and Iran in the West Asian region. In a statement, Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Sari said the group successfully targeted Nayran airport with a drone in retaliation for what it described as repeated Saudi violations in Yemeni airspace over the Saada and Hajar governorates using drones. Tensions between the Houthis and Saudi Arabia have escalated after the Yemeni group accused Riyadh of striking Sana'a International Airport to prevent Houthi leaders from returning following the funeral procession of Iran's late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukrainian drone attacks in Russia's Moscow region killed 5 people and wounded 10 today, while Russian aerial strikes across Ukraine killed at least 5 civilians. In the Moscow region, officials said, drone strikes sparked fires in the Chekhov district's Novoselki industrial zone. Russia's defense ministry said air defenses shot down 320 Ukrainian drones overnight. In Ukraine, officials said Russian strikes killed an elderly woman in Mykolaiv, 3 civilians in the Sumy region and 1 person in the Kharkiv region. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for united action on border security after the chaotic influx of tens of thousands of migrants from Morocco into the Spanish exclave of Ceuta. EU interior ministers held emergency talks today via video conference to discuss the situation and coordinate a common approach. In a letter to Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Ms. von der Leyen commended his government's swift handling of the crisis but stressed that further action is needed to reinforce the EU's external borders at critical crossing points. In South Korea, a record-breaking heat wave has claimed at least 16 lives, prompting President Lee Jae-myung to call for stronger measures to protect people from extreme weather. President Lee Jae-myung said he has directed officials to accelerate efforts to safeguard people's lives, warning that extreme weather events are becoming increasingly frequent. The southeastern island city of Yangsan also recorded a temperature of 42.5 degrees Celsius, the highest in 120 years of weather observations. Meanwhile, Japan is also enduring intense heat. Several cities have recorded hot days this summer, a meteorological term used to describe temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius. In Tokyo, Tama Zoo announced that 3 lions died due to suspected complications from heat stroke. Nauru, a Pacific island nation, has officially changed its name to the Republic of Nauru. Country's President David Adjang announced that the new name reflects the traditional spelling and pronunciation in the country's national language. Home to around 12,000 people, the Republic of Nauru is the world's third smallest country by population after Tuvalu and Vatican City. The tiny coral limestone atoll gained independence as a republic in 1968. Guatemalan authorities have raised the country's emergency warning to its second highest level after a major eruption of Fuego, Central America's most active volcano. Located along the Pacific Ring of Fire, Guatemala is highly prone to volcanic eruptions and earthquakes, experiencing frequent seismic and volcanic activity. In badminton, unseeded Indian pair Krishna Prasad Garga and Pruthi Krishnamurthy Roy upset sixth seed Kalyampan Charo Enkita Morn and Warapul Thongsanga of Thailand 21-16-21-18 to advance to the men's doubles second round at the Korea Masters Tournament in Asan today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi terms so-called local elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as complete farce. Fresh shipping attack in Strait of Hormuz deepens uncertainty over peace talks between US and Iran to end war. Ukraine and Russia conflict sees fresh wave of aerial attacks, 5 killed on both sides. European Union interior ministers hold emergency meeting after thousands of migrants enter Spain's Ceuta from Morocco. And in badminton, Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Pruthi Krishnamurthy Roy advances to men's doubles second round at Korea Masters Tournament in Asan. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.